Do you go to Union Chapel Baptist Church? I said, man, that's where I'm the pastor at. I'm there. And he said, I could never come over there. And I said, why is that? He said, because you believe once saved, always saved. You believe in eternal security. You believe that a man can't lose his salvation once he places it in the hand of God. You can't lose it. There's no way I could go over there. I said, well, hey, I didn't ask you to come, but that's exactly what I believe. That's exactly where I stand. Why? Because while I was yet no good, but God commended his love toward me that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. There's nothing I could do to gain it, nothing I can do to lose it. It's all in the blood of Jesus tonight. And if you don't understand that tonight, this was going to make it more clear so you can see tonight. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 5 is where I want to start tonight. I ask you to stand. We're going to read one verse. I read this the other night, and I read over it, and I come back. Because this can be a hiccup in your life if you don't realize what the Bible's talking about here and really get a hold of it. The Bible says, Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, it's good to be here on a Wednesday night. Lord, it's good to be in your house. Lord, it's good to be able to pray for Brother Brad tonight, that you'd strengthen his faith tonight. Lord God, that you'd strengthen him in a mighty way. Lord God, you'd send angels down to minister to his heart tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray for every man, woman, boy, or girl that's under this roof tonight. Lord, I pray they'd receive a double portion. I pray they'd receive something that only heaven can give them, only you can give them tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight that it's by the grace of God that I'm saved, by nothing that I've done. It's by grace through faith, and I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life tonight. I thank you tonight that I'm saved, I'm sealed, and I'm satisfied tonight with what you've done in my life, Father. Lord, you may not always always look down on me and see that I do exactly what's right tonight, but I can always look up and I always find you doing exactly what's right. And Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you tonight that you saved me from a devil's hell. Be with all the prayer requests. Be with Bobby Smith as he's there in Tupelo, Lord God. Give that family rest. Give them a peace tonight, Lord God. Be with the lady that's going to have the surgery tomorrow that Sister Donna talked about. Lord, I pray for the one that Miss Patsy lifted up tonight as well. Lord God, I pray you'd touch them and you'd heal them if it be thy will. We ask it all tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight as we come tonight to Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 5. We'll look tonight as the book of life. Tonight I wrote this down and you've got your paper there and I want to lead you through it. Child of God, your name will not, get this tonight, child of God, the one that's washed in the blood of the Lamb, the one that is saved tonight, your name will not be blotted out of the book of life. Your joy is weak. Tonight, let me read that again. Child of God. Now, this right here on a shouting ground right here. Well, I'm not a shouter. This ought to make you shout. Child of God, your name will not be blotted out of the book of life. Amen. To understand what the book of life is, to understand that book of life tonight, you and I must realize that there are two books of life that's mentioned in the Word of God. There is two books tonight that is mentioned in the Bible tonight. You can take any text you want to and make it believe anything you want it to believe tonight. Did you know that tonight? You can take any text out of this Bible, and if you take it out of context, you can make it believe anything you want it to believe. You can look at a person and use that text against them and make them feel like nothing but dirt, nothing but trash, and they're of no value. But if you take that Bible, and the Bible, I want you to know tonight, is the true, inerrant Word of God tonight. There's no error in it. Tonight, if you understand that there's two books, you and I must realize that. One is called the Book of Life, and the other is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And tonight, I want to first off describe to you the Book of Life tonight that is taught here in verse number 5 of the text. A lot of our brethren that believes you can lose your salvation, they don't believe there's two books. They will believe and they'll teach that there is one book that you're written in, and that one book, if you mess up, slip up, or do anything, you're blotted out of that book of life. You're no longer saved and heaven bound. Friends, tonight I want you to know you cannot and you will not live a perfect life. You can't. for all sin to come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So let's first look at the book of life. You say, what is the book of life? The book of life, number one tonight, it is a record. It is a record that God keeps of who has ever lived, whether inside or outside the womb of the mother. Book of life tonight, if you had a child that died before birth, you say, well, preacher, what about that? That child is recorded in that book of life tonight. And tonight it's a recording of who has ever lived, whether inside or outside the womb of the mother. When a person dies without being born again, or what we call saved tonight, their name is removed from that book of life and they suffered the second death. You say, what about that kid? That kid is under the age of accountability. That kid's name is still written in the book of life. So tonight we see first the book of life is a record of who's all ever lived. But when a person dies after they come to the age of accountability and they're not saved, when they die, they will suffer the second death. And their name will be removed from the book of life. The book of life, I want you to understand this tonight, it will be used at great white throne judgment. That book of life that'll be laid out there, it'll be used at the great white throne judgment along with the book of works that'll be there with it. If you'll look with me tonight in Revelation chapter number 20, as I've got it wrote down here for you, what the Bible says, he said, I'll blot your name out of the book of life. He says tonight in Revelation chapter number 20, in verse number 11, and I saw a great white throne. That's what we're talking about tonight when they stand there and they've never been born again. At that moment, I want you to know that person is no longer written in the book of life. There is no recollection that they've ever been born. That is the second death tonight, to be separated from God Almighty, to be separated from His love, His mercy, and His grace, and cast into the lake of fire. And cast into hell. And tonight it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. I want to stop right there. He said at the great white throne judgment, the books was open. That word books is in the plural form there, and that lets me know there's more than one book that's going to take place there. And as you see that I scribbled down some things, I want to show you a few books that will be present at the great white throne judgment that will judge them people that are there. And number one tonight will be the book of secrets tonight. That secret that's been hid for so long, that's never been confessed, that's never been laid out tonight. If you'll look with me to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 14 tonight. I love what the Bible says tonight in the book of Ecclesiastes and what the Lord is showing us here. I thank God tonight that as we read this book and we understand what the Lord is doing, He shows us tonight that there's two books that's found in the Bible tonight. That is the book of life and the Lamb's book of life. So tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 in verse number 14, here's one of them books in the plural that He's talking about that will be there at the judgment at the great white throne. It says, for God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work will be brought into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, it will be brought forth on that day. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, not only will they be at the great white throne judgment, the book of life be there, but also the book of secrets and the book of words tonight. Every word that you say at that judgment seat for the lost man will be brought back to his recollection. It'll be brought back to give an account to. And to see that tonight is in Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 36. If you'll turn with me there. Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 36. We see that tonight at the great white throne judgment and how He will judge the world at that moment in their life. Tonight, do you know this? You don't want to stand there. There's not enough words you've got to stand there. A lost man will stand at the great white throne, but a saved man will not. And look at this tonight, the book of words tonight, Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 36. Here's what the Bible says. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account therefore in the day of judgment. So not only do I see the book of secrets, but the book of words is going to be present there as well. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So I see tonight they're at the Book of Life here at the Great White Throne. There are going to be numerous books open. One, the Book of Secrets. Two, the Book of Words. And the third one that's going to be there as well will be the Bible, will be laid out before you and before the lost person at the Great White Throne. Why? Because what we do with this Word will determine what God does with us. This book is going to determine what you think about this book, how you handle this book, where you take this book. This book is the Word of Life tonight, and you'll find that in John chapter number 12 and verse number 48. Look with me there if you will, please. John chapter number 12 and verse number 48. I want to show you this in the Bible tonight, what he says here. John chapter number 12 and verse number 48, talking about that book will be there, and they'll be judged by that book as well. John chapter number 12 and verse number 48. Here's what the Bible says. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So when they stand there, that Bible's going to be open. All that's going to be open there at the Great White Throne Judgment. And you say, preacher, how do I know that? In Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 11, let's finish reading that text. Here's what he says. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. You say, well, what's going on? Look at verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whoever's not written in that is cast into the lake of fire. Psalm 69, 28, the Bible says, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. So tonight, when a person is born in that mother's womb, that boy or girl, they're born, at that moment they're placed in the book of life. There they are. They're in the book of life. To get in the Lamb's book of life, you have to be born again. Okay? When you are born again, your name will not be removed out of the book of life. You have the book of life here. You're born. We're all here born, okay? Everybody in this room is born. You're written in the book of life right here. You're in it. Right now, you're in the book of life. Everybody in this room is in the book of life. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about tonight? If you don't, now speak up. You've got to get this. If you don't get nothing else, you got to get this, or your devil's going to run you crazy that you can lose your salvation if you can't get this. Because you're going to slip up from time to time, and you got to be able to stand on something. You got to stand on the Word of God. Everybody is written in the book of life when you're born once. You're born, you're written in the book of life. All right? To stay in that book of life, you have to be born again. At that moment, when you are born again, you're written in the Lamb's book of life. Well, what happens to the book of life? Does my name get took out? Well, Lord, no, you stay there as well. You stay there as well. Okay, so you're written in the book of life, you're written in the Lamb's book of life. The person that don't get saved, what happens to him? He is took out of the book of life. Like he has never been born. When God casts him out, there'll be no recollection of that individual no more. He is burning in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever, where the worm dies not and the fire does not quench. He'll be there for eternity. You say, preacher, I can't wrap my mind around it. You're not supposed to wrap your mind around hell. You're supposed to wrap your mind around heaven and what God has saved you. He saved you to go to heaven. Hell was not made for you. That's why you can't wrap your mind around it. It was made for the devil and his angels. But the people that reject Jesus Christ, that's where they'll be sent. So tonight, we're all in this room written in the book of life. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you written in the Lamb's book of life? If not, there's going to come a day you won't be in the book of life. There'll come a day you won't be there. If you're not born again, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. It'll be like you never existed, you never was, when you're cast away. Folks, tonight, I don't know about you. That burdens me for my family that's lost in a mighty, mighty way. We're planning on going on a little trip sometime. And what we needed proof to be able to go on this trip, we needed a birth certificate. I can tell you everything about my daughter. She was born at 11:33, Winfield, Alabama. I can tell you everything, man. I was there. I mean, I was there at her birth. You know what I'm saying? Brandy's having a hard time having her. And the nurse looked at me and said, "You're going to have to help her." I said, "What do I need to do to help her?" She said, "You know, just say something like push or something." I said, "Okay, I got this." Boy, I got right in her ear and I started hollering, "Push, push, push." She looked at me and said, "Shut up." That nurse looked at me and she said, "You ain't supposed to holler it that way." I was like, "Well, you just said, I was going to root her on, you know." And you say, "Well, what's the big deal?" When she was born, she was recorded. She was recorded. She was recorded. Tonight, when you are born here, you're recorded. God's recorded you. He knows you've been born. But for you to make it to heaven, you've got to be born again. He's not looking for standing there and say, "Well done, thou good and successful servant. You were successful, David Barnes. You were successful. Come on in." You'll never get in by success. He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful." He ain't going to say success. He'd care less about success. He's looking for the faithful. Those that trusted the plan of salvation, put their faith and hope and trust in Jesus Christ, He has saved their soul. We see tonight, number one, is the book of life. But I want to show you tonight, number two, the Lamb's book of life and how important it is tonight. Let me show you this in the text. So tonight, if you don't, in Revelation chapter number 3, in verse number 5, if you believe that there's only one book, you're going to be living a miserable life. But there's two books. The second, let's look at the Lamb's book of life. You say, "What's that, preacher?" The Lamb's book of life is the record of all those who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You just trusted Him as your Savior. He's written your name in the Lamb's book of life. The Lamb's book of life. You say, "What is that Lamb's book of life tonight?" I want to read you, this is what will be present at the judgment seat of Christ. Here's what will be present there. The Lamb's book will be present at the judgment seat of Christ. That's where you save folk going. Amen? That's where we going. Even though we may not want to go, that's where we going if you save. Right? I know you don't want to go right now. I mean, I understand. You got a lot of living you want to do. But we're getting prepared. Look right here to Revelation 21:27. Turn with me there. Revelation 21:27. We see tonight the book of life. We see the Lamb's book of life. Revelation chapter number 21 and verse number 27. This is who enters into heaven. This is who enters into heaven. And here's what he says. Revelation 21:27, the Lamb's book will be present at the judgment seat of Christ. And here's what he says. "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination, or maketh a lie, but they," glory to God, "but they which are written, it's there, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Do you know who, you know what the Lamb's book of life is? That's when you get saved and your name's written down. It's written down there in the Lamb's book of life. It's written there when you put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. As they talk tonight, admit, believe, and confess, you've asked the Lord, He writes your name in the Lamb's book of life. He writes that name down. You say, "Well, what about if He forgot?" Listen, He don't forget. You may forget the prayer. You may forget the day. You may forget the hour. You may forget the church you was at. But He don't forget. You know how many people I talk to? They say, "Well, I don't remember the prayer I prayed." I said, "Congratulations, I don't either." You know how many people say, "Well, I don't remember exactly how I said." Well, congratulations, I don't either. If you had to remember the prayer you prayed verbatim, word for word, He wouldn't let you in because you wouldn't be able to get it. Because it's in Jesus Christ who you put your faith, hope, and trust. He says tonight, "And there shall in no wise enter in into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." I see that it's going to be present at the judgment seat. But also, see, number three, we should rejoice over the Lamb's book of life. We should rejoice over this book tonight. You say, "Preacher, why would I rejoice over this book? Jesus said so." Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 10 in verse number 20 tonight. Luke chapter number 10 in verse number 20 tonight. Let me show you this tonight. Luke chapter number 10 in verse number 20. Let's move back a little bit to verse 18. Luke 10, 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, he's talking to his disciples. He said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt you. But in verse 20, here's what he said. He said, notwithstanding, he said, you may have all the power. You may be able to do all kinds of things. He said, but listen here. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. Why should we rejoice? Because your names are written in where? Heaven. That your names are written in heaven. Brother Brad texted this morning. I'm sure he don't mind me sharing. Brother Brad texted this morning on a group text. I'd said something one time about as deep as you can get in the Word of God, you'll get no deeper. You've heard people say, boy, that's deep right there. Boy, that's deep. Don't get in Revelation, that's deep. You'll never get no deeper than the blood of Jesus. If you think of anything's deeper than the blood of Jesus, you better get back to the blood. The blood is the deep. The Lamb's, why we should rejoice? Because the Lamb has wrote our name in heaven. It's the Lamb's book of life. It's the ones He saved. Not you didn't save, I didn't save. He saved them. They're going to be a lot thinks they're going to be there because of preacher. The preacher didn't save them. They're going to be a lot going to be there because mama and papa didn't save them. There's a change that comes in that person's life because they believed on the name of the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, that is the most important thing in your life. Don't you get mixed up on anything else. Is that your name is written in heaven. You know why? Because nothing can bother it there. Tonight, we should rejoice over this and as we look in the book. But the fourth thing I want to share with you, we must understand this. We remain in the Lamb's book of life. Your salvation tonight is permanent. 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 Who likes permanent? I love permanent. I don't like permanent when Ryder's got a permanent marker. Trust me, it's permanent. When he goes down the wall, it's permanent. Sister Brittany, kills won't even take it off. No, it's permanent. Now you can get, listen, you know what we do to him though to try to mess him up? He loves taking markers. I don't know why. He loves writing on stuff with permanent markers. And we'll say, here, let me have that when you take this in. And I give him one that's water-based. It'll just wipe right off. He don't know the difference. He'll write everywhere. We just come right behind him and just wipe it right off. You see, tonight, that's not how your salvation is. Your salvation is not written down in water. It's written down in the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan can't cross the bloodline. I don't care how sideways you get, how backwards you go, it doesn't matter. Listen, hey, a lot of people don't like this kind of preaching. Well, you're giving them too much liberty. You're giving them too much freedom. Who the Son sets free? You're not supposed to be living in bondage. You know, this life ought to be joyful. You're not living in bondage. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know who puts you into bondage when you slip up, step up, and mess up? You know who puts you out of that? Old devil. You know why? Because if you look over at Revelation chapter number 12, you know what he said? Keep reading Revelation. You know why? Because he stands before the Father. He stands in heaven every day accusing the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. There's going to come a day he's not going to be able to go back to heaven, though. Right now, he's got free access. He can go straight up to where the Lord is. He can accuse you. He can accuse you. Oh, I don't believe that preacher. Read your Bible. He can go right there. He can accuse you. Everything you do wrong, he's going to bring it up there. He's going to bring it to your account. He's going to try to put it in the face of the Lord. He's going to try to put it there. And when he gets there and God looks around and he's trying to accuse, he looks around and says, what are you talking about? I don't see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. He messed up. I don't see it. Where's that? You know why? Because Jesus is standing between you and the Father. If he's not between you and the Father, you're not in the Lamb's book of life. He's got to be your mediator. There's one mediator between man and Christ and God, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. So he's my mediator. He's the one that protects me. He's the one that takes care of me, and he is the one that has permanently wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 John 5:13. 1 John 5:13. I'm going to give you this. we remain in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our salvation is permanent. I can't stress that enough for you tonight. It's permanent. And here's what he said here. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. John said, this is what I wrote to you so you can get comfort. That ye may know that ye have eternal. Because your name's written down, son. That you may know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14, and this is the confidence. Confidence, you got to believe your name's written down. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. At the bottom there, I wrote this down. Your name is written in the book of life for now. For now. Is it written in the Lamb's book of life? The only way to keep your name in the book of life is to be born again, and God will write your name in the Lamb's book of life. I said there's going to be and I've told this story before, I may have told it here, I don't know. I told a story one time talking about the book of life and the book and how the Bible, what you do with the Bible will determine what God does with you. The Bible is the written word. It is the word of God. That Bible is God. You're holding Him in your hand in word form and you're reading it and He's talking to you and He's speaking to you. And I told one time, I was looking, and I was flipping through on TV and stuff, listening, and I come to Jeff Foxworthy, and y'all know the redneck guy. And man, I didn't know he was a Christian, didn't know he was a believer in Jesus Christ. I had no clue. And said they wanted him to come down to a local mission and wanted him to talk to the men about Christ Jesus. Said he went in that day to the local mission there, and when he got there, he started talking to them about the Lord Jesus, and nobody was paying attention. Everybody was doing their own thing. Nobody was paying attention. And he was sitting there, and he kept on talking. Nobody paid attention. He just took that old Bible, and he picked it up, and he just threw it in the garbage. He just threw that Bible down in the garbage, and he said, y'all ain't going to pay attention, threw it in the garbage. And said this one man back there got up and walked up where he was and grabbed it out and grabbed that Bible, and he started wiping it off. Started wiping that Bible off, and he said, Mr. Foxworthy, if you don't mind, he says, a big old guy, said, if you don't mind, hey, that Bible means everything to me. He said, that Bible means everything. I wish you'd take a little bit better care of it than that. I wish you wouldn't treat it that way. And he said, why does it mean so much to you? He said, because I was living out in sin, just living every which way I could. And he said, my mama told me how I needed to straighten up. My mama told me that maybe one day I'd find Jesus. My mama told me that God was the way, that Jesus was the answer. And all I had to do was turn to Him. And said, she gave me a Bible and wrote my name in that Bible. And he said, I got out in drugs and I got out, lost everything I had no money, had nothing. And I lost everything I had and got out homeless. And he said, I tell you what, my old Bible got gone. Didn't even know where it was. And he said, I was in this rehab right here, right where you're at here in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said, we was cleaning up there. We was doing everything we needed to do. He said, I was a big old guy. They always put me in the floors and I throw stuff out the window. And they were two or three guys loaded up. He said, I was on the first floor cleaning up just as best as you could. He said, we got that floor cleaned up, went to the second floor, started throwing stuff out. He said, we got it all thrown out. And I said, I'm going up to the third, boys. I'm going to get up there and I'll throw out the rest. Said he got up to that third floor and got cleaning out. All of a sudden, he didn't throw nothing out the window. About 20 minutes later, they went up there to see what was going on. That man was down there on the floor with tears flowing down his face, just squalling his eyes out. And they said, what's going on? He said, I found the Bible. I found the Bible. And they said, what's the man? That's just the Bible. It ain't no big deal. He said, oh no, I found the Bible. I found the Bible. I found the Bible. They said, what do you mean? He said, my mama gave me this Bible years ago. My name's written in it. He said, when I wasn't looking for God, He was still looking for me. And He knows my name. Man, I don't know about you, but that gets all over me to know the God of heaven knows my name. Oh, it doesn't matter who knows my name. He knows my name. When I go to Him in prayer, He don't have to look up and say, who is this? He knows my name. So, preacher, is it that important? It better be that important to you. It better be. He said, oh, it ain't that important. It better be that important. When God speaks to you that way and you see that in your life and you realize your name is written in the Lamb's book of life and He knows your name, man, that get all over you. Get all over you. We was in a mission trip in North Carolina. We was over that little awning. You remember that? This little girl come out there. She's probably 16, 17 year old. And she got to singing on that awning. And one of them songs she sung is, He Knows My Name. Man, I want you to know we was out there and it's probably 100 degrees. It may not have been 100, 99. You know what I'm saying? maybe 99. It was hot though when the day of Mars. How warm you think it was? 89. It's 100, Brother Eric said. It's hot. And this little girl come out there and she said, I'm pretty shy. You know, I sang in church, but I ain't never sung out here before. And we was like, well, we heard you the other night. You've done a pretty good job. I mean, you know, top 10, no doubt. And she said, well, y'all, I said, well, get up here on this awning. You'll be the first one ever sung in this church. You get under that eave, you're under the church. You'll be the first one ever sung in it. We got her up on them scaffolds. She got up there on it. And she said, well, what do I sing? I said, I don't know. All I know is you're supposed to be singing. I don't know what you're supposed to sing. That ain't between me and you. That's between you and the Lord. And she led in the singing, He Knows My Name. That was one of the songs she sung that day. He Knows My Name. Tonight I ask you a question. Does He know your name? Has your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If it has, you got something to shout about. You got something to shout from the mountaintop that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you for everyone in this room. Lord, I pray you bless them real good. I pray you pour a double portion out on them, Father, tonight. Lord, I thank you that I get comfort and I get rest by knowing my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord God, that takes so much pressure. So much pressure that old Satan tries to put on a person. Because Satan wants that person to believe they got to live a certain way for their name to be written there. But your book says that Jesus Christ bled and died on an old rugged cross. And he was hung on that cross for my sin. And when I put my faith, hope, and trust in the name Jesus, and I call on his name, he saved my soul from a devil's hell. And Lord, permanently, he wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Bless the ones in this room tonight. Father, I pray tonight you give them souls for their labor. Lord, I pray that we see folks be saved. And Lord, that their name might be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. Amen.